Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom and Cowboy Wisdom Radio, and I want to welcome everybody to the show. And tonight, I really discovered something. To be ourselves, we got to walk naked into the world, and I'm talking about natural abilities, kinetically energizing determination. And it's really about us showing ourselves who we are and where we're going and how we're going to do it. And where is it going to go and how we're going to do it and where we're going to do it as. So as we move forward into this, we really expand into ourselves and also open up to understand that we can do this when we open our eyes to our true talent. And as we do this, our true talents become more energized and open to who we are and where we're going and what's happening in life. But it's about the expanding energies of the synergy of ourselves. Everything in the physical world has really nothing to do with the eternal world. And what other people say or do has nothing to do. But that really is something about opening up a different way to experience life and how life is going to go. So as I open up and understand this, I become more engaged in myself and what's happening with my life. So as life is becoming more understanding of who I am, the world, I become more understanding of the world. And that is really where I'm at in my life right now. And it's really about the entertaining of me is where this is all about and how I do and handle the situation. This really frees me up to grasp that life will go forward and where else we go and whatever's going on in our life and how life is moving us forward, because it's up to us to really expand. But we can't allow things to do this. And we can't really allow ourselves to get caught up in the nothingness of life and however that is and whatever that means to ourselves. So as I open up and I expand, I understand the grandeur of what's happening within myself. So to play this game and realize the game is within me, and it's, you know, Michael Jordan and Walter Payton, there's some superstars out there, but Willis Reed, when he walked out, he wasn't supposed to play. That is a gut. And, you know, there's guys out there with all the talent in the world, but yet they fall flat on their face when it's their turn to stand up and run. And that is something I've really expanded into understanding and grasping, that life really challenges us to be the challenger of our dreams. The dreams are the challenge, and we're the challenger of the dreams. Everything else in life is to expand us, and we've been taking it as we did something wrong. And the only thing we've ever done wrong is nothing. Everything in life has been a learning operation, but how do we get caught up and afraid of what other people do? And we allow them to think we lost, but how have you lost something that it's the best thing that ever happened? That's happened to me in relationships. You know, and I got divorced in 1994 or 1995, and I really, really have done some soul searching for the deal. My ex-wife had nothing to do with my side of the divorce. But here's the thing about divorce. Everybody looks at the other person. rather than in the mirror to see themselves in this situation. And I understand that now more than I ever have and I ever going to. But this, the sensations of this open up new stuff within myself and about what's going on in life and where we're going and how we're going to do it and things like that. Because life talks, teaches us everything we need to choose to know. So as I go forward, I really understand that life is an expanding situation because I am the freedom of me and not the calamity of me. The calamities are to open us up and see and learn where we've been and different things. But we really get caught up in the slackery, in the slack of it. We really stop within ourselves because ourselves is where life is expanding and energizing the situation of us. So we'll never understand that life is a disagreement of our own abilities. It's the disagreements in life are within ourselves. And once life happens, life really starts and begins the newness of ourselves. And I see that now within me because I become freer in the spree of celebration of understanding the voyage more than anything else in my life. It's a voyage into myself. And that's that's the thing, we voyage into ourselves. And we got to really dig deeper into ourselves. And as we go deeper and deeper into ourselves, we become freer because we understand the essence of our energy. It's the essence of our naked abilities. And just being raw, that's a revolutionary astuteness. And that's where life really becomes the entertainingness of ourselves. As we open up to understand this, life is freer and more expansive than any time in our history. So as life moves forward, life engages us in expanding wisdom. But however, how do we get so caught up in everything? We stop moving. And we stop everything in ourselves. And I've noticed this within myself and how things go and everything else. But we're so afraid of the challenge and of the moving because it's my security sectors are the reflection of my inability to move forward. And that's where I'm really stuck in life and really get caught up in it and really just get clamoring of things, and that's where I'm really stuck. Because yesterday is yesterday, today is today, but tomorrow is the freedom of what I say. And as I allow this to go and I allow this to happen, life becomes the sagaciousness of expansion, and that's where I really choose to engage in different things. But life isn't about the negativity. Because life is negative because we've been taught through history and misery that life is misery. It's ourselves putting the misery upon ourselves because of the wants and needs and the greed within us. And I really come to the conclusion, I really have everything I require right now. It's not everything I want. It's everything I require to live and move forward. So I can open up the newness within myself to really expand through it. It's the word expand, energize, enterprise, and experience. Because when you're experience and enterprising energy, energized expansion, what happens? The freedom of flowing in the glow of myself. And that is where life, I stopped really getting caught up in the muck and the flux of it, in the puck. And it really is a flux of life is where we get really, really in the shambles of everything. So what is it that you really want to experience and really want to do and really open up the avenues of success within ourselves? That is where life really comes. That's where we really become disenfranchised with who we are. And that's really what happens when life starts the game of it. But see, the game isn't this. The game is this. And it's the fear of we think somebody's better than us, so we won't ever give them an opportunity. And that's what this is. And I've really witnessed that in life right now, because the world really is clamoring on and holding on to people that don't have the ability, but they really want to hold on to them because they feel comfortable with them. Management today puts people in power they feel comfortable with. It isn't always the one that can do it, but it's the one they feel is that makes them the most comfortable. And that is where they stay locked and blocked in it. So as they really move forward and as they unlock the blocks, they really become engaging in a sapience of who they are. And that sapience really expands the common sense. It ain't really common sense. It's a trust of our abilities and whatever else it is. So as I open up to this and I grasp what's happening, and that's where we really become better known for who we are and what we are. But we got to understand our own abilities and trust our own abilities in order for us to move. And as that nakedness of you, you understand it's a naked confidence within yourself. It's a nude prudence, because you got to be able to walk in the world who you are, accepting what is going on, and grasping that it's me that is free to see the world expand and energize and do many things. So I ask myself today, how do I feel the naked nirvana within me expand who I am and really grasp the craftiness of myself and really embellish different things? So as life becomes more energetic, I become the energy of the energy, the emotional energy of my life, because it's the oomph of my emotion that is really going to put forth my grandness of who we are. But the thing opens up to my eyes is the spryness within myself, because life is really, any way you choose to experience it is the way it works. And really engages this. And that's where life really go forward. And and really do what I need to do. That's probably the poorest English you could ever say. What I really inspire desire to fire in my intuitive innovation to see where my life moves forward, to see the power in there. And that's where life really begins, the winning. And see what happens in life's entertaining avenues of success, because we really open up to new ways when we do this and see this and how the world really energizes different things. And that's where life is really becoming a more energetic operation for us, because we really are starting to see the sapience, the sand of the sapience within us, our sapient sand, because we got to be grand, but we also got to have the grit, get and go to do this. And, you know, there's going to be the ridicule test your internal fortitude. And when you don't respond to it, things happen. And when you don't respond to it, then respond to it, because most of the people that do the ridicule are scared to death of their own fucking lives. So when you, and as we do this, you strive in a new aliveness that really is. And that's what my books, my CDs, my hypnotherapy, everything is about, is engaging in that entrepreneurial energies within ourselves, because the world is as far as the computers and the business world can take them right now. It is going to take individual entrepreneurship to move forward and really understand the sapience of this and what is going to meander in the moxie of ourselves. And it's really the grandeur of inside. And when you go naked and show your natural abilities with a kinetic confidence, people in the world are, that live in fear and got their placement in life because they dummied themselves. Well, basically, they lowered themselves down and for management to feel comfortable. And that's where the world is today. If management is uncomfortable, management is going to step back and get rid of the people. And when people got a little moxie and craftsmanship ability, they're going to stand, and they're going to be a little harder to deal with, but they're going to get more work done because they understand why, the reason and the forthrightness to move forward to do it. And that's where the world today is really slacking. People encompassing the grandeur to do this, because people are totally afraid of people with confidence and people that are willing to step up and do something. Because it's easier to sit on your butt and do nothing than step forth and do everything you want, desire, because there's going to be some uncomfortability in moving forward. And it's how we understand the uncomfortableness is where life really becomes the engage in the life expanding experience, because not everybody can move forward and do their stuff. It takes a while to understand themselves. So it's easier to try to let somebody else make choices for you or do your inspirational innovation, because people, that way you unattach from it and you can say it's somebody else's fault. And that's the thing. The world is faultless. What we do makes it faulty. And I'm guilty of that. Yes, I sure am. So is everybody else, because we become afraid of what we do and how we do it. And I now grasp that more than anything in life, because life is about the entertainment of me and you and the world. Because the savviness within us is where this is. But it's the natural ability is the nakedness of who we are. Because when you got the guts to take your abilities into the world, people are afraid of that. And they really become scared of it and really dummy themselves down. And not dummy themselves down. They get into a quandary and they don't really feel good about themselves. And that's where we're really at today. And in my book, Fear is My Friend, see, we're so afraid of fear, but it's really we're scared to understand we have the ability to move through that because it's an uncomfortable ability to get to where we're going and how that does it and everything else. Because life loves to deal, wheel and deal in whatever it chooses us to experience. And now I know, understand that, I feel free within me to move forward and do this. There is going to be some uncomfortable stuff in me. And the more uncomfortable I am, the more comfortable the situation will be when I expand through it. See, we're so wanting everything to happen now. We forget that life deals us many situations without us even having a grasp or an understanding that that's happening to us. I now grasp that in a bigger, bolder way because life is an entertaining situation because it's about us expanding into who we are and where we're going and how we're doing it and different things like this. But it's never, ever what we think it is. It's always something else is where life and all of its challenges becomes a freeing situation. Because life expands when we let go of many different things. Life never happens in a bad way. We just think it happens in a bad way. And, you know, I had a cousin pass, one of the greatest people in the world, and now he's looking up there and looking down at me, giggling at me. But anyway, he got secondhand cigarette smoke cancer. And he was in a lot of pain, so he moved forward, and he went forward and did, and he passed across the river, but it was better for him. And he was one of the greatest people you had probably never met, and that's the thing about it. He's one of the greatest people that nobody ever met. And that's where you are in the world. And that's when you walk in naked nirvana. That's an unclothed utopia into the world with a confidence that people have to endure to. Things happen for you, never against you. And that's what life is all about. So when life is an engaging situation, what happens when you open up to it and really expand into it? That's where life is the entertaining capital of the world. Because something is about opening you up, about making things happen, and really engendering me into a meandering moxie. And that is what I really, really expand into is when I engage in that meandering moxie to never ever get caught up in the rinky dinkness of what society thinks I should do. And where is the world today thinking in the thinking of everything, thinking they have to do what we've always done? But in the end, we're just in a mockery of everything. I now grasp that more than anything in my life. And, you know, as I open up and look at this, nobody can really do anything for me. I got to meander into it and do it for myself. And that's what the naked nirvana is, a nomad of naked nirvana, because life is always in motion, and that's where we have to be. And I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP, with a visionary vocabulary, dream sculptor, radio show host, and I got a seminar called Walking Wisdom. It's really about engaging in everything to move forward, because there's nothing happened in my life for in a frivolous way. It always is about the expansion of who I am, and never ever what everybody else thinks I should do. And that's where life becomes open and really engaged to move me forward. See, everything in life is really about moving me, and the rest of the world is really moving, waiting for me to come forward with them. And that's where life really, really begins, the sagaciousness of it, and really happens because we choose it to happen. When you choose it to happen, you peruse a new percipient of everything. And that is where life is really expanded, is when we understand everything we do has, every event is asking for new wisdom within you. And if the wisdom to expand through it is never in the physical world, it's always, always and always inside you. And that is where life begins, ends, and ascends us. So what do you feel? Where do you feel that you can be? Where do you feel locked and blocked and shut down? And really afraid of life, because that's the newness. The unsettling is the new you, ready to be to settle the situation. Because it's the more you rely, the more it is. And I am Robert A. Wilson. My website is cowboy-wisdom.com. And my email is cwbywsdm@gmail.com. And really, this is all about engaging you in a bolder, brighter way to understand you are naked nirvana in motion. And how does that feel to understand you can walk out there? And by naked, that is just showing who you are and where you're going without anything else. So how is that the freedom to really expand and understand that life is an entertaining situation? Because freedom flows in those who understand. In slavery, stuck in the muck is in the know of everything where you're at. And this is really about opening up and understanding. It's the tenacity and everything else within me is where life is. So, anyway, I am Robert Allen Wilson. And my Amazon page is www.amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. And we'll be here next week, Tuesday and Thursday. And we wish everybody a good weekend and enjoy your week. Bye.